It's another one. I got that juice, juice. New AP. She got that juice, juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet, wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip, drip. I'm overseas. D-R-I.
Gotta be better. I've just gotta be better. The pick four parlay was another dud. I didn't hit on the Patriots. The Packers did not cover the spread. Definitely a rough week. The Broncos didn't win. The only thing I hit on was getting right with the Saints. But I could not build off that, and we got a 1-4 week. It's really tough, but we got to keep moving forward with this. The NFL somehow, some way, late in the season is becoming more and more unpredictable. It makes no sense. So let's just get in with the episode. First segment is a brand new segment that Carter Borger suggested to me. I gotta be honest, a great suggestion for the time of year we're in. So it's Christmas on Saturday, and I'm about to be on Christmas break after tomorrow. And Carter said, Bruce, why don't you do a Christmas gift for every NFL team? So I'm going to go over every NFL team, and I'm going to say what I would give them for Christmas to improve their team, improve their organization, just to see what, just to, you know, what can I do to improve every team in the NFL in Christmas gift form. So let's start with the green and gold, the Packers. First off, victory Tuesday, can always be happy about that. This will be uploaded on Wednesday, though, but I'm talking right now on Tuesday night. And, big win over the Ravens, but doesn't matter if they didn't cover the spread in the hypothetical pick four parlay, I don't care. So, for the Packers, I got a Super Bowl. I would say special teams, but as a fan, all I really want is this team to win a Super Bowl. I feel like that's the biggest way, maybe the only way, that you get Aaron Rodgers back in the offseason. While I don't think the situation is as dire as the media makes it out to be, I think that a Super Bowl would cement Rodgers staying in Green Bay for the foreseeable future. But if they lose in the NFC Championship or lose in the Super Bowl or just lose in the playoffs, obviously it's more cloudy then in the offseason. I still think he stays, but only time will tell. Right now, a Super Bowl is really all I need. But yes, special teams could definitely keep us from that. Because if we play a good team, when you play a good team in the playoffs, they're going to 100% take advantage of how bad our special teams has been. And it has been historically shit. So, I really don't know how we fix it. Do you fire Mo Drayton? Sure. How much is that going to help? Probably not a lot. So, that's probably why they're keeping Mo Drayton around. So, yeah, I mean, the Packers have had such a history. I mean, Sean Menenga, Ron Zook, just really bad special teams coordinators. I don't know how. It's such an easy facet of the game to get right, and they just can't get it right. All right, we're sticking with the NFC North, the Lions. I'm going to go Matt Corral. I think Matt Corral is I'd have to, you know, do a little bit more evaluation, but right now I think Matt Corral is the best quarterback this coming draft class. It's a weak class. Sam Howell, Carson Strong, Malik Willis, not great prospects, but I think Matt Corral is the best out of all of them. I don't think he's really a guy that's just going to change your offense right away, but he's going to change the Lions culture. They really haven't had a great prospect at QB since Matt Stafford, and that was in 2008. So, yeah, you got to draft Matt Corral. This team needs a culture change, and I think Dan Campbell is doing a great job at, you know, changing the culture, but they're still not a great team, and Jared Goff just does not work there. Jared Goff won when the situation was perfect, and he's in an imperfect situation in Detroit. And with the Rams, he always had great weapons. He had a great play caller, and with Todd Gurley, he had a great running game for a while. And always a great O-line, always a great defense. And right now, he really has none of that. So, I think Jared Goff is easily not the future. I think you get rid of him, and I think you go all in on a quarterback in this year's draft, particularly Matt Corral. The Bears, a time machine. And they use the time machine for one of two reasons. Carter said, you use the time machine to sim the rest of the season. that's a good idea. This season is over for the Bears. Why don't you just get through with it, fire Matt Nagy, and just, you know, go in next year. No, I say you use a time machine to go back in time to when the Bears were created and make sure that doesn't happen, because the Bears are the most pathetic organization I've ever laid my eyes on. That game was just a mess. First off, you guys have just all those COVID issues. Then you got a guy, then you got a coach that's literally just an absolute mess on the sidelines. Your O-line can't block. Your quarterback's getting hit, just getting these dirty hits to his head. Can't get in the end zone. I mean, it can't get in the end zone until late in the, until a second left in the game. And this team just has been an utter disappointment for so many years besides 2018. And it honestly makes me sad watching them as a Packer fan, knowing that, like, we get to beat up on this team year after year after year, and there's still nothing they can do about it. I find it hilarious, but I'd say a time machine, yeah, to make sure that the Bears are never created, because they suck so bad. All right, the Vikings. I'd set a fast forward button on the Kirk Cousins era. While Kirk Cousins has honestly played the best football of his career this year, it's only led to the Vikings being a borderline playoff team. Probably not going to be a playoff team. That's why you really need to fix this Kirk Cousins era. It's, first off, you fire Mike Zimmer, obviously, but that's too easy. You're still paying Kirk Cousins way too much money, and he's still not a special quarterback. And while he's playing great football this year, he's going to change your team at this point in his contract. So, yeah, I'd say fast forward. I think he's got one more year left on his contract. Yeah, one more year left on his contract, I'm pretty sure. Just get through that next year. He's obviously, you can't cut him because he's too good to be cut. I really wouldn't try to go all in on a quarterback this year because the class is kind of weak. I'd say, yeah, just fast forward button. Fast forward next year. You got the roster. You got the receivers. You got the running back. Honestly, your defense is fine. You really just gotta find a way to get it right at that QB position. And while Kirk Cousins played well, he's not gonna be the answer. Next we're gonna go to the NFCs. The Cowboys, consistent Dak play. Dak's been an utter roller coaster this year. He started out really hot, and then he's just been up and down. Right now he's in the downwards of his play. And I think what the Cowboys really need is they got the defense. The defense playing well. They obviously have the receivers, and they got Pollard and Zeke in their backfield. All you need is Dak to play well. If the Dak plays well, this Cowboys team is dangerous, and in my opinion, the second best team in the second or third best team in the NFL. And yeah, I think if Dak's playing well, it's like 2016 all over again. You got a good run game. You got a great O-line. You got a good defense. If you just get hot at the right moment, they're going to be dangerous come playoff time. But it all depends on how Dak's playing, I think, for the Cowboys' success. We're going to fast forward through some of the bad teams. Giants and O-line, not much to say. Their O-line has led to Saquon not living up to that rookie year, because their O-line's just been terrible. Even Daniel Jones, like, yeah, he fumbles a lot, but you know how fumbles happen? You get sacked, and he gets sacked a lot. I think Joe Judge is fine. You probably fire him after this year, but I think all their problems on offense really just come back to their O-line, and their O-line's terrible. The football team, a Dan Snyder assassination. You gotta get rid of him some way. How about a bullet to the head? The guy's a terrible human, obviously. He's not doing your organization any favors. He doesn't run a team well. So, yeah, you assassinate Dan Snyder. I'm not going to be the one to do it, but somebody's got to. The Eagles, pretty simple. Jalen Hurts with a talented arm. I think Jalen Hurts reminds me of, like, Kyler Murray, but just not even close to the arm. If you gave Jalen Hurts a Kyler Murray arm, then the Eagles got their guy at quarterback, but you just don't know yet because Jalen Hurts just hasn't shown an ability to, you know, be a great thrower of the football. And what the Eagles need right now is just a franchise QB, and we don't know if he is that yet. The Buccaneers completely changed the outcome of Sunday night. And when I say completely changed the outcome, Tom Brady has a good game, and he'd probably be ahead of Rodgers in the MVP race. Now they're neck and neck. Nobody gets injured. Now Chris Godwin's injured. Leonard Fournette's on IR. Mike Evans is week to week. Now you don't even know how the outlook of her team is going to be come playoff time. And that really stinks for a team that people thought was the best team in the league or second best team in the league. And also just beating the Saints, then, you know, you're not a whole game back of the one seed. So, yeah, that Sunday night, literally the worst possible outcome that the Patriots would have had. They lose some really, really key players. Tom Brady has a terrible game and loses the MVP race. Loses his edge in the MVP race, and they lose a game. Just the worst thing that could happen. Saints, this is an interesting one. I say draft Carson Strong and develop him. So the Saints aren't going to have an amazing draft pick. They're going to be a middle of the road draft pick. I say you trade back in the draft. Carson Strong will probably go late first round. Trade back in the draft. Draft Carson Strong. He's not ready to play day one, but if you develop that kid, he's got the size, he's got the arm, he's got the mobility. I think he could be a really, really good NFL quarterback if you just give him some time to sit, because he's not ready to start yet. Have him sit behind Jameis. Obviously, Jameis isn't the greatest quarterback to learn from, but he's not the answer at QB. Taysom Hill's not the answer at QB. Trevor Siemian's not the answer at QB. This team needs a quarterback. I say, take next year off. Maybe they can be a wild card team next year with Jameis. Let Carson Strong develop, and then you're off. Panthers give special healing power to Christian McCaffrey. See, this Christian McCaffrey stuff is getting ridiculous. Not only for fantasy owners, but for the Panthers themselves. He's out basically the entire season last year. And he's basically out the entire season this year. He's showing that he, you know, is productive and he's one of the best players in the NFL. He's so versatile and is second or third best running back in the NFL. But he just cannot stay healthy. Like, this is not... I think it's going to be a while before he, like, truly, like, just breaks down as a player. But these injuries, like, keeping him off the field, like, he makes that Panthers offense really run. He's the engine. You cannot have... Christian McCaffrey cannot keep getting hurt like this. And when he's getting hurt, the Panthers are just not successful. So, yeah, give special hearing power to CMC. Panthers... No, I already did Panthers. Falcons have Matt Ryan retire tomorrow. Not much to say here. Matt Ryan is just not good anymore. I think you move off him, and honestly, Felipe Franks or Josh Rosen are not going to be either. You draft a quarterback. I don't know who it could be. Sam Howell, Malik Willis, anyone. Just Matt Ryan's not it. Have him retire. He's just literally got no years left. NFC West. Rams, Matt Stafford, first five games of the season, that's what they want. Matt Stafford, first five games of the season, was the MVP favorite, and now he's gone out of that race and has just become turnover prone. He played great in the Cardinals game, and I didn't play that great on Sunday, but what I will say about this, if Matt Stafford plays the way he was in the first 5 weeks of the season, the Rams were looking like the best team in football. And if Matt Stafford can get like that, they're the most dangerous team in the NFL by far. Because they really got it all. All they need is Matt Stafford to just keep playing well. Cardinals, healthy Kyler Murray and D-Hop. Since Kyler's gotten back from injury and since D-Hop's been hurt, the Cardinals have not looked like the same team. Seems pretty easy to say that just get Kyler Murray to 100% and have D-Hop back would really help their chances in winning the Super Bowl. And right now they're just not looking good. They just lost to the Lions. Not much to say there. Seahawks, fire Pete Carroll and trade Russ. Just get into a whole rebuild. This team is not good. And Russell Wilson is not making them much better. Obviously, he's still a top 10 quarterback. Trade him. Trade him to a good team so he can go win a Super Bowl and you can get a bunch of draft picks. Fire Pete Carroll. His era is over. He was great for you for a very long time, but now it's really just time to make that sort of change. Hell, even trade DK Metcalf, trade Tyler Lockett, trade everyone, just clean house, and just go into a rebuild. This team has no future right now with Russell Wilson. 49ers, Trey Lance to develop quickly. Jimmy Garoppolo is obviously playing really well this year, but he doesn't really bring the 49ers to the next level. They have the roster. I think they just need the game-changing quarterback, and Trey Lance can be that quarterback, but he's just not ready to play yet. I think a great Christmas present would be to just have Trey Lance develop quickly. The Bills, we're going to the AFC now. The Bills, Trey White, injury erased. This Bills secondary, especially their corners, have not played well since Trey White has gotten injured. If you get Trey White back, it helps that. Not really much to say there. Dolphins, give them Kenneth Walker. I would say something about Tua's arm, change up Tua's arm, make him like and just give him like a special arm, but that seems like a little too much wishful thinking. What? But this whole thing is a wishful segment. Maybe I should give Tua a great arm. We're gonna go more simple. We're just gonna say Kenneth Walker. Just get yourself the running back that you need, and really take your team to the next level. They're obviously playing well lately. Brian Flores is a great coach. They got a good defense. Hell, I think they even got the weapons. Jalen Waddle is obviously great, and Mike Gesicki is obviously great. Just get themselves a run game, and they're going to be perfectly fine. Jets, they need God. That's it. They need God. Robert Saleh, I don't think, is going to be a great coach. Zach Wilson has shown, besides one game against the Titans, has shown nothing. And all he's shown is that he throws a lot of picks. Like, we haven't seen, like, the crazy special arm that we saw at BYU. So, yeah, I'd say just God. They need to pray. They need to pray on it, stay on it. Okay. Patriots, a great wide receiver. Mac Jones is obviously playing well, and I love him, but he needs some more. He needs another weapon. Kendrick Bourne and Jacoby Myers are just not going to cut it. Get him a wide receiver. Bengals, a better O-line. It's what literally took Joe Burrow out for the last season. Their defense is fine. Their offensive weapons are great. They really just need to make sure Joe Burrow is protected for the next 10 years because he's their guy. Not really much else to say there. Ravens, a great receiver. Kind of the same thing for the Patriots. They got the defense. They got Lamar. They got J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards coming back next year. Get Lamar another receiver like he deserves. Browns, how about instead of the Baker Mayfield you have now, how about Oklahoma Baker Mayfield, the guy that actually made special throws and actually could throw it downfield and actually had some swagger. This Baker Mayfield, I don't even know what to call him. He's just, all he does is just go to the press conference and complain about his injuries. Like, you want, what about the guy that you drafted? What about the guy that we saw rookie year? What about that guy? The guy that actually showed that he can be a top 10 quarterback in this league. The guy that actually showed the special traits that we saw at Oklahoma, the charisma, the swagger, the intangibles. I'm not seeing any of that. All I'm seeing is a complainer. The Chiefs, Mahomes to play like Mahomes. That's the only thing stopping this team from winning a Super Bowl, is Mahomes not getting back to the way he was. He's played well against the Raiders, but other than that, he did play well against the Chargers, but really, he only played well in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, Mahomes really hasn't been playing consistent this year, and if he can start playing consistent, then the Chiefs are scary. But right now, somehow, some way, Patrick Mahomes is the only thing keeping this team from winning a Super Bowl. The Chargers are run defense. Herbert is amazing. Herbert is a top 5 quarterback. They got Eckler. They got Rashawn Slater. That's really helped the O-line. They got Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. They really just need to stop the run. Their secondary isn't even that bad. It's really just the front seven. The Raiders, a culture change at head coach. This team is completely broken. John Gruden and the Henry Ruggs incident really screwed all of that up. But I think you need to bring a coach in that's not going to just like change the look of your offense. Their offense is fine. You just need a guy that can really just win over a locker room. And this locker room just needs something. They need a kickstart, because right now they're broken. Broncos, I hope this doesn't happen, but if I was Santa here, I'd give them Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. They got a great defense. Their O-line's playing well. They obviously got the future at running back. They just need a quarterback. And Teddy Bridgewater is not it, and neither is Drew Lock. Give him Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. Please don't literally do that. Just give him Russell Wilson. Don't give him Aaron Rodgers. Texans, kind of the same thing as the Jets. They need God. Jags, Trevor Lawrence to live up to his potential. Trevor Lawrence has played really, really poor football this year, and I don't know what's going on. I think Actually, I do know what's going on. I said Trevor Lawrence was a little overhyped coming to the draft, and I stand by it. He just is showing literally nothing that he did in college, which was he doesn't protect the football. He just makes really terrible mistakes. And when the pocket collapses, he just gets really jumpy. And he's dealt with a clean pocket literally his entire life. And the minute he doesn't get a clean pocket, and the minute he's finally given like a terrible situation, he's just shown literally nothing as a quarterback, and hasn't even come close to showing the NFL that he's that guy that come out of college. Titans, this is so easy. Derrick Henry, they just need Derrick Henry back. The team has not looked the same since Derrick Henry got hurt, and we know how valuable he is as a running back. So yeah, and lastly, the Colts. Just, you need Wentz to step up. Wentz has played really well this year, but in the playoffs, if Jonathan Taylor just is having an off game or he's just getting shut down, you got to look to Carson Wentz to make some plays. And can he do that? I've seen him do that in his career. I mean, there were some Eagles moments where Carson Wentz just was Superman. And can he be Superman? I'm not sure. He hasn't really showed that he can. He hasn't really had to do it this year because Jonathan Taylor's been playing so well. But in the playoffs, if Jonathan Taylor is, if they need Carson Wentz to make a play, you're going to need him to step up. So that's all I would say is keeping the Colts from winning a Super Bowl is Carson Wentz. Or how about him just not getting injured in the playoffs? Carson Wentz has played a quarter of playoff football in his entire career. So, yeah, you need him to step up if you need him. That's it. Pretty long segment. I'll go over the Packer game next segment, and we'll do the hypothetical pick four parlay. That was obviously a really good game on Sunday. Was way too close for comfort. Tyler Huntley really played well. I thought if him or Lamar plays, the game's the same result. I don't think that the Ravens really get much better than that, just because Lamar probably plays that well. I mean, Tyler Huntley literally played his best football game. That's probably what Lamar does on your average Lamar day. So, and that's if Lamar plays well. Like, that's a good Lamar day right there that Tyler Huntley had. So, yeah, I thought it was a really disappointing day by the Packers defense. Mobile quarterbacks like that are always going to give you trouble, but I mean, they did well against Kyler Murray. Why couldn't you keep Tyler Huntley in the pocket? Why couldn't you cover Mark Andrews? It's really scary knowing that they're going to be going up against guys like Rob Gronkowski in the play, or even George Kittle in the playoffs. Like, that's a scary sight if they can't cover tight ends. I have the utmost confidence in them to be able to guard receivers. The corners played really well. Eric Stoltz had a really good game. Rasul Douglas played fine. Not really much else to say. And yeah, I've said this a million times. If Jair comes back, it's not going to be this week. Hopefully, it's next week. He's been practicing. I think the team can definitely. I think the secondary will be set. But what Darnell Savage did against Mark Andrews, that was sad. Like, Darnell Savage has to be better than that. He's a better player than that. The O-line played well. Dennis Kelly didn't play amazing. He got beat on a really bad sack, and he got a false start, but other than that, he was alright. John Runyon played well, Lucas Patrick played well, Royce Newman played well, Yash Nishman played well. Again, need Yash Nishman to keep stepping up. He'll probably move to right tackle when Dave Bakhtiari comes back, if he comes back, because I think Yash Nishman is definitely better than Dennis Kelly. He's just got more experience he's got more experience this year. Dennis Kelly hasn't played much this year. He obviously started every game for the Titans last year. But this year, Yash Nishman has the experience, and I think he's playing really well with that experience. So, yeah. If Billy Turner comes back, though, then we'll be good. Then we'll be set. Looking at the offense, it was really good. Aaron Jones played a really good ball game. AJ Dillon didn't get as many touches as he usually gets, but he still played fine. The Rodgers really spread the ball around. He gave it to DeGuara. He gave it to Mercedes. He gave it to Adams, obviously. He got it to Marquez a lot, which who needs to get going? He got COVID, though, today. I don't know if he's going to play on Saturday. Probably not. And I love that from Rodgers. He played an amazing ball game. He should have. It was a terrible, terrible secondary he was going up against, but he really spread the ball around insanely well, and I was very, very impressed with how he played. And just and for that, he tightened the MVP race, and he's probably leading right now, I'd say, just because Brady came off such a terrible game. But if not, they're neck and neck, and I'd give slight edge Rodgers. But it'll be interesting. The MVP race last year was really a neck and neck race until week 17 or 16. After the Titans game last year, Rodgers really put it to bed. But it was definitely a big moment for the MVP race. Special teams, man, it has to be fixed. Something has to be done. I don't know what Matt LaFleur is going to do. You fire Mo Drayton, I don't even know if that's the right decision, just because firing a special teams coach this close to the playoffs, no matter how bad he's been, I feel it can never be a good decision. I feel like it's really just personnel. Like, I'm not a special teams guy. I don't get special teams formations. I don't get special teams, like strategy. I really don't get it. Special teams strategy. I just don't really pay attention to it. I just expect punters to punt really far, and I expect the punt returner to just catch the ball and get a touchback and let the offense go to work. I expect them to know how to catch the ball on a fair catch. Like, these are just little things in special teams that fans just look at and just let it happen because it just seems so customary to just, like, have special teams just play average. No. Our long snapper can't snap. Corey Bohorquez had a really bad punt. We can't really find a competent punt returner because, you know, Amari Rodgers has just been so unreliable this year. You can't put Randall Cobb back there because he's hurt. They're talking about putting Lazard back there just so he can catch it. Like, Lazard is, in terms of athletically, he's not even close to a punt returner, so it would be a weird decision. But if he can catch the punt, that's all I really care about. Like, this is a really, really bad situation going on, and if it's not fixed come playoff time, and if it's not, like, somewhat upgraded, this could lose us a playoff game, and it's scary. Not much else to say about the game. I didn't really write my takeaways. That was off the cuff. I'm really tired. I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to do the parlay tomorrow, so I'll see you guys. Alright, the Juice Hypothetical Pick 4 Parlay. It is now Wednesday, and I really just want to get this done. The first one, obviously, got to go Packers. The spread is -7.5 against the Browns on Saturday. Not a really big reason for why I like that spread. Just I think the stars are aligned for a big game from Aaron Rodgers. He's obviously got the touchdown record to break, which he only needs one passing touchdown to beat it. But this is a primetime game on Christmas in Lambeau Field. Like, this is a MVP type game. You're going up against a good defense, and I think Aaron is just the stars are aligned for another great Aaron Rodgers game, which he's had just about every week for the past month and a half or so. And I really like what I'm going to see from him. So I think Rodgers has a big game on Saturday in primetime to kind of cement his MVP status. And I like the Packers to win by over 7.5. So that's my first one. Big game on Saturday night, Cardinals Colts. Cardinals, it's pick 'em. The Cardinals are at home. I thought this would be a pick 'em looking at the matchups this week, and I'm gonna be honest, I like the Cardinals. I know they're slumping right now, but my rule is anytime a good team gets embarrassed a week before, I always like them to come back. Now, this is coming back against a very good Colts defense, so it's gonna be a really, really tough game for Kyler Murray. But I think Kyler Murray's due. He's starting to really get back to full health. And any time Kyler Murray can get hot, that's one of the most dangerous players in the NFL. And I think he's due for a really good game. Christian Kirk and AJ Green, I think those are good enough weapons. And he's still got Zach Ertz and James Conner. I think Kyler Murray and the Cardinals offense will be fine. It's just whether they can stop Jonathan Taylor, and I think they might. I don't think they will, but I don't think Carson Wentz is going to be able to match Kyler Murray in the pass game. So I think this will be a big Kyler Murray game, and I'll take the pick'em, and I'll take the Cardinals to win. The Lions play the Falcons, and the spread was +5.5. I was going to only pick spread, but I wanted to get that money up, and I like the Lions to actually win this game. They're going up against a really, really poor defense, and Jared Goff, going up against really bad secondaries past couple weeks, he's done well. The Cardinals don't have a great secondary, and the Vikings don't have a great secondary, and he's had two of his best games of the season against them. Amon-Ra St. Brown has really proven to be a great receiver in this league. And DeAndre Swift might be coming back, and I think this Lions team has a lot of heart right now, and I think Dan Campbell has his guys right. So, going up against a really bad defense and a Falcons team who just has been so unimpressive on offense this year, and Matt Ryan just physically broken as a quarterback, I like the Lions' momentum right now. And it's kind of weird saying they have a lot of momentum with two wins, but I like what I see from the Lions right now, and I think they really want to win games. I don't think they care about draft picks right now, because I don't think that's how Dan Campbell rolls. So I think he wants to win. I think they want to win games right now, and the Falcons are a good team to do it against. So I got the Falcons money line, actually. And lastly, this is a very big game. Bengals, Ravens. These are two teams that are fighting for the AFC North, and I like the Bengals. The Bengals, I'm shocked they beat the Broncos last week. That was a really big win for Joe Burrow. And going up against the Ravens, who, with all their COVID issues, Lamar Jackson still isn't healthy. I like the Bengals at home in a huge divisional game. 2.5 is, it's not a lot of points when you think about it. And I think Joe Burrow, the way he's been able to push the ball downfield this year, I think he leads the league in completion percentage of throws over 30 yards, or he leads the league in like 30-yard touchdown passes, I don't know, but he's throwing the ball a lot better downfield, and I think he can easily take advantage of the Ravens secondary. It's just whether Joe Mixon can, you know, be somewhat effective against that amazing Ravens run defense. But will Lamar Jackson be good to go? Probably. But I don't know. The Ravens just don't seem right. And I think that in a divisional game where the Bengals really want to keep that, where the Bengals really want to hold that AFC North spot, they want to win that division, and I think they know that this Sunday is the best opportunity to do it. So I got the Bengals covering the spread against the Ravens. And that's a +1740 odds. 10 to wins, $174. Mark it down. Packers spread over Browns. Cardinals pick 'em over Colts. Detroit Lions money line over Falcons. And Cincinnati Bengals spread over the Ravens. And I think that'll do it for today. Nice little episode. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. And I'll see you next week, Tuesday.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice.
Channel, Tatum's on. Foolie's glad I'm on. Even my haters kind of glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my...